Axolotl Finds a Bottle by Leslie Sims. When you hear this sound, turn the page. I'm an axolotl, and it's not a lot of fun. Axolotl feels fed up. I wish I wasn't one. Just then she spots an old gold bottle lying on the sand. She pulls the stopper with a pop. It comes out in her hand. Swirls of twirling wispy mist curl around the lake. Oh no, she cries, what have I done? Was that a big mistake? She blinks her eyes. To her surprise, a genie has appeared. He winks and smiles, and all the while he strokes his pointy beard. You summoned me? How can I help? The trouble is, you see, my life is dull. It's lonely. Oh, I don't like being me. The genie makes a shower of stars. He shakes and shouts out, Bingo! Axolotl changes shape. Now she's a flamingo. Thank you, genie, she begins, but then she starts to frown. I don't like standing on one leg. I just keep falling down. More magic! Cries the genie with a twinkle. This is fab. I don't like walking sideways, so I cannot be a crab. The genie sighs and tries again. Please work this time, he begs. The problem with a porpoise is it hasn't any legs. The genie thinks. Things do look bleak. At last, he gives a shriek. You simply need a friend. And then, some games of hide-and-seek. Axolotl Finds a Bottle was read by Brian Vokes and produced by Leslie Sims, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne audio production.